The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers, welcome to our transmission Path to Success. And today we bring you the topic about the deeds protection from Satan. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will discuss about how we can save ourselves from Satan and the tricks of Satan. But first of all, Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will listen the blessings of Durood e Pak. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever writes Salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, seek forgiveness for him, as long as my name remains in it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayye tilawat Quran Pak se aagaz karte hain inshaAllah, aur phir uske baad hum kalam bhi sunenge hamare Naat Khan Islami bhai se.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله حسبي ربي جل الله في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله سمت نبي بو جهل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بدلاؤ ذرا میری موٹھی میری پر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ غیر اللہ نور
Dear viewers, today our topic is deeds for protection against Shaitan. And remember, it's been declared the open enemy of human in Quran Pak. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. Beshak is your open enemy. Quran Pak ne isko open enemy declare kiya hai. Aur ye hai kaun, kya hai inshallah. Aur isse bachne ke liye hame kya kya karna chahiye aur wo kaun se amal hai jinke zariye hum isse bach sakte hain. Inshallah we will discuss this today. We have our mashallah muballighin Tamar Madini, Irfan Madini, Abdul Hanan bhai and Hafiz sahab mashallah. Hafiz Adil mashallah inshallah jinhone kalam sunaya inshallah shuru karte hain inshallah Kamar bhai se.
It's a very big topic Shahzad, and we can speak about how we can attain protection from shaitan in a number of ways. One thing to consider is that we must consider is people talk about enemies that are dangerous. This enemy is the most dangerous enemy we will ever face. And an enemy that who has centuries of experience, who has a vast amount of knowledge, experience, there is no way that we can, through our knowledge or through our personal efforts in terms of just independently defeat Shaitan. Shaitan, Iblis, Satan can only be defeated through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll give examples of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that in our history, there have been moments where some secrets were revealed and some ways of protection against shaitan were revealed to us. And I'd like to start with a famous account which is mentioned in Bukhari. It is from the prophetic era, so I'll try to summarize it as much as possible. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me to protect the fitrah, whatever was gathered for fitrah. And at night, I would stand guard and I would ensure that it's protected. Suddenly, one night, a man appeared and began filling his sack. He was stealing. So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, he took hold of him and said, what are you doing? You're not allowed to take this. And he said, look, I'm in need. I have children. I'm desperate. And being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a very soft heart, so he forgave him. And he let him go. When he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, what happened to your prisoner from last night? So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew what had happened. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah didn't say, oh ya Rasulullah, how did you know? Because the Sahaba believed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew knowledge. He had knowledge of the unseen. He wasn't going to question that. All he said was, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was desperate. He said, I'm in need. So I felt sorry for him. I let him go. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's lying, he'll come again. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah said that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, I knew he would come again. So next night, I'm there waiting. He comes again, filling again. I stop him again. And he said, no, please, I'm desperate. I have children and, please have mercy on me. Whatever he said. And again, being a companion, soft heart, he thought maybe he really is in need, and he let him go again because he didn't take anything. He came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next morning, same thing happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What happened to your prisoner?" And he said the same thing. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He's a liar. He will come again." This is the third time now. He's waiting, and sure enough, he appears and he starts filling his sack with grain again. This time, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah said, I'm not letting you go this time.
Allah.
Twice I've stopped you and you've come for the third time. There is no way I'm going to let you go, or something along these lines. And he said, look, he goes, please let me go. I will tell you some words that will enable you to attain benefit, some beneficial words. And Sayyidina Abu Hurairah said, which words are you talking about? He said, if you read Allahu la ilaha illahu al hayyul qayyum, ayatul kursi, to the end, at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. You will attain the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan, Satan, will not come near you until the morning. So he let him go. When he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning, the same question was asked, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This is what he said. He said, "I'm going to tell you some words that are beneficial for you," and he told me these words. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He's a liar, but he has spoken the truth. So he is a liar, but he has what he has said was true. And do you know who you have been talking to for the past 3 days or 3 nights?" And he said, "No." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That was Shaytan, that was Satan."
Aye.
So he came in human form, and through the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, you can say, and the compassion that he initially showed, and then he was politely persistent, and he tried to fulfill his duty. A secret was revealed to us. He himself is telling us how we can attain protection from him, Allah. And that is Ayatul Kursi. So one Allah. Thing that we learn is, if we read Ayatul Kursi before we go to sleep every night, you've heard it from the person who's going to come to affect you. He will not come near you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In all these matters, Shasab, the final point that I would like to make, we will mention some other things about verses of the Quran that you can read, supplications, invocations, but please ensure that you have to read it properly. You know, some people say, "Oh, we read Ayatul Kursi, nothing happened." Maybe it's something in our heart, maybe it's something in our pronunciation. So if we consider both things, sincere heart, correct pronunciation, inshallah, we will attain benefit.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful Madni Pool and advice and the deed which can save us from the shaitan or wo kya hai, Ayatul Kursi. But remember, Abdul Hanan bhai, is such an enemy, such a dangerous enemy, जिसको कहना आज के तो वैसे social media का दौर है, आपको दुनिया की जिसकी खबर लेना वो सामने आ जाएगा, उसकी history सामने आ जाती है, लेकिन ये एक ऐसा enemy है that you can't see him, उसको आप देख नहीं सकते, लेकिन वो आपको देख रहा है, अब आप गौर करें ये कितना dangerous होगा, कि जिसको आप देख नहीं सकते, इसके आपको पता नहीं है कब सामने से आ रहा है, क्या है, होता है ना कि दुनिया भी हिसाब से देखें कि वी नो दैट कि हमारा जो दुश्मन है वो क्या चाहता है, उसकी क्या प्लानिंग है, वो कहाँ रहता है, क्या करता है, कुछ ना कुछ हमें इंफॉर्मेशन होती है. अब इसके हवाले से ये है कि ये नज़र भी नहीं आता और ये हमें देख रहा है हर वक्त. इससे बचने के लिए वाकई जो कमरों के अल्लाह की रहमत सब, क्योंकि अल्लाह सब जानता है, अल्लाह सब देख रहा है, तो हमें जो है ना वो अल्लाह की पनाह में आना चाहिए और जो है वो जिक्र अस्कार करना चाहिए और उसी से दुआ करनी चाहिए, क्योंकि रब चाहेगा तो ही हम बचेंगे ना. ये तो ऐसा खतरनाक है, इसने तो कसम उठाई हुई है कि मैं जो है ना वो कयामत तक जो भी आएंगे उनको गुमराह करूंगा, इसने तो कसम उठाई हुई है. तो अब अगर बचना है तो वही बात है कि हमें अल्लाह अज़्ज़वल के जिक्र से अपनी ज़बान को, जैसे आयतल कुर्सी बेहतरीन एक वजीफा है हमें इससे बचने के लिए.
Shaitan is a great enemy of ours, and it's not just one. You know, you might think this is one. Shaitan has many offspring. Ibn Hajar Asqalani mentions that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that Shaitan's got 9 offsprings. Meaning, and all these offsprings, they are bringing different things, you know, deceiving people in a different way. For an example, there are some of them who are going to the rulers, who are appointed with the rulers. There are those who are appointed with those who drink alcohol. There are those who are appointed with those who are involved in music. There are those appointed with those, you know, with different places where you can say that you will find the offsprings of Shaitan. Even to your own house, you can't even enter your own house being saved from the offsprings of Shaitan. And we've got to save ourselves from every aspect of our lives from Shaitan, from his tricks. And for this, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, like Kamar Bhai mentioned, that one thing, this was protecting at night. We have protection from Shaitan throughout our lives, through every moment, for every whispers of Shaitan, Alhamdulillah. Azza wa Jal. And you'll find this from the sayings of the pious people, Rahimullah, the examples of the pious people, the Sahaba Ikram, from the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in different ways that we can able to save ourselves. We can be protected from Shaitan. Alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Although Shaitan is such a deceiving person, he's such a person who will trick everyone, but Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we also have the cure. So everyone should have hope that Alhamdulillah, the cure is there. Alhamdulillah, through these silsilas of Madani channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, through watching this and gain, sitting amongst the scholars, alhamdulillah, we will able to gain these cues, inshallah.
MashaAllah. ہمارے ساتھ عرفان بھائی بھی ہیں. عرفان بھائی, آپ کیا مدنی پھول دیں گے ہمارے ناظرین کو شیطان سے بچنے کے لیے, جو سب سے بڑا ہے اور ہر وقت لگا ہوا ہے؟ ایک تو یہ بھی چیز ہے نا کہ یہ ریس بھی نہیں کرتا ہے, اور ہم تو پھر بھی ریس کر لے گئے. ذرا پارٹ ٹائم مسلم ہو, کبھی رمضان میں ایکٹیو ہو جاتے ہیں, کبھی کوئی مصیبت آتی ایکٹیو ہوتے ہیں, اس کے بعد پھر چھوڑ دیتے ہیں عبادتیں, پھر جو ہے وہ نمازیں قضا کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, پھر پتہ ہی نہیں ہوتا قرآن کی تلاوت کا. تو پارٹ ٹائم مسلم اور ایک طرف دشمن جو اینیمی ہے فل ٹائم ہے, وہ آخر وقت تک آخری سانسوں تک لگا ہوا ہے کہ کسی طرح ایمان برباد ہو جائے, کسی طرح ایمان برباد ہو جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شاہ صاحب تسی ماشاء اللہ رمضان دی بھی یاد دلا دیتی, اور ساڈا جڑا پروگرام ہے شیطان دے خلاف, شیطان بھی پریشان ہو رہا ہوئے گا کہ اج سارے علاج دسی جا رہے ہیں, میرے تو کس طرح پروٹیکٹ کرنا ہے. تو رمضان تو بعد جیسے ہی رمضان چلا جاتا نا, ویکو اپنا دشمن ہے جڑا, اللہ تعالیٰ نے دسیا کہ تھوڑا کھلا دشمن ہے. تسی آج بھی سنائی ماشاء اللہ, اور اللہ نے سانو یہ بھی حکم دیتا ہے لا تتبعوا خطوات الشیطان,
جی,
کہ شیطان دے قدماں تے تسی نہ چلو. شیطان بالکل جڑی عید والا دن ہوندا ہے نا, امیر اہل سنت نے فیضان سنت بھی انہوں نقل کیتا ہے کہ شیطان بڑا بد حواس تے پریشان بیٹھا ہوندا ہے. اندھے چیلے چانٹے آ کے پوچھتے ہیں ساڈے آقا کی ہویا, تسی بڑے پریشان بیٹھے جی. وہ کہندا اللہ تعالیٰ نے امت مسلمان دے کثیر لوکاں نوں بخش دیتا ہے رمضان وچ, تے میں پریشان ہاں. وہ کہندا پھر ساڈے واسطے ہن کی حکم, اسی کی کریے؟ وہ کہندا ہے امت مسلمہ نو لذتاں وچ مشغول کر دیو تاکہ لذتاں وچ لگے رہن, تے پھر گناہاں وچ. تسی شاہ صاحب نوٹ بھی کیتا ہوئے گا, جس طرح ہی رمضان تشریف لے جاندا ہے اچانک گناہاں دا سلسلہ پھر اس طرح ہی شروع ہو جاندا ہے, جس طرح شیطان آزاد ہو جاندا ہے.
اللہ,
امیر اہل سنت کہندے لگدا ہے کہ شاید شیطان دی خوشی تا لوگ جشن منا رہے ہیں کہ ساڈا شیطان آزاد ہو گیا, معاذ اللہ. زبان حال تو اج کہہ رہے ہوندے نے. سانو چاہیے اسی شیطان دے خلاف جنے بھی حربے نے, اسی آیت الکرسی سنی, سون تو پہلے آیت الکرسی پڑھو. اسی طرح شیطانی جنے کام نے لذتاں لے, کیونکہ شیطان سانو لذتاں وچ لائے گا تے پٹھے کماں لے لے جائے گا. اس واسطے سانو چاہیے اسی شیطان دے خلاف جنگ جاری رکھیے. دعوت اسلامی دا تے نعرہ ہی ہے شیطان دے خلاف جنگ جاری رہے گی, تے شیطان والے جنے رستے نے انہاں تو اسی بچنا ہے. شیطان کی کردا ہے بندیاں نوں آپس وچ لڑاندا ہے, ایک شیطان دا بھی کام ہے. اندے اتے میں تھوڑا جا کلام کراں گا کہ جدو بھی تسی دیکھو نا تہانوں کسے تے غصہ آ رہا ہے, لڑائی کرن تے دل کر رہا, فوراً چکنے ہو جائے کہ شیطان دی طرف ایک وار ہے تے میں اپنے غصے نو کنٹرول کرنا ہے تے مسلمان بھائی دے لڑائی نہیں کرنی. چھوٹی جی ایک حکایت سناواں گا. حضرت سیدنا عمر بن عبد العزیز رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بڑے زبردست خلیفہ گزرے نے اور بہت پائس پرسنالٹی سن. انہوں نے ایک دفعہ کسی نے انہوں کی دل آزاری کی, برا بلا کیا یا کچھ انہوں نے ماریا غالباً, تو انہوں نے کیا کہ تو چاہنا ہے کہ میں خلیفہ ہاں, میں تیرے تے ظلم کراں, پر میں تے شیطان نو ناراض ہی کراں گا, میں تیرے تو بدلہ نہیں لواں گا بلکہ شیطان نو ناراض کراں گا. تے آپ نے انہوں معاف کر دیتا. سانوی چاہیے اسی آئی کریے.
ماشاء اللہ, بہت زبردست بات کی. جی ہاں, یہ شیطان جو دشمن ہے نا, اس سے پہلے یہ بھی تو پتہ چلے نا یہ حملے کیسے کرتا ہے. پتہ ہم تو کہہ رہے جی پروٹیکشن, لیکن یہ بھی تو پتہ ہونا کس سم سے آتا ہے. یہ ہر زاویے سے کوشش کرتا ہے. طالب علم ہے تو اس کو علم کے حوالے سے کرے گا, عبادت گزار ہے تو اس کو عبادت گزار کے حوالے سے حملہ کرے گا, اچھا کوئی بزنس مین ہے اس کو بزنس کے حوالے سے جو ہے وہ کیپچر کرنے کی کوشش کرے گا, ہسبینڈ وائف گھر میں سکون سے رہ رہے تو ان میں جھگڑا کرانے کی کوشش کرے. یعنی کہ یہ ہر طریقے سے ڈھونڈ رہا ہوتا ہے کہ کس طریقے سے جو ہے نا ان میں لڑائی کرائی جائے. اور یہ جو لڑائی جھگڑے ہیں, گھروں کا جو سکون برباد ہیں, گالیاں دینا, یہ چیزیں کرنا, یہ شیطان کو خوش کرتا ہے, رب کو ناراض کرتا ہے. اور یہ یاد رکھیں کہ جب ہمیں پتہ ہوگا, کہتے ہیں کینسر ڈائگنوس ہوگا تو تبھی تو بچنے کی طرف جائیں گے نا, ورنہ اس سے پہلے موج لگی ہوتی ہے. یو کین ایٹ واٹ ایور یو وانٹ, لیکن ایز سون ایز یو ڈائگنوس کہ آپ کینسر ہو گیا, اس سے بچنا کیا ہے؟ ایک تو بچنا بھی ہے, دوائی بھی لینی ہے, بچنا بھی ہے, احتیاطی تدابیر بھی اختیار کرنی ہے. اس کے بارے میں تو اوپن ہے نا, دس از یور اوپن اینیمی, قرآن نے ڈکلیئر کیا ہوا ہے. تو یہ اوپن اینیمی جو ہر طرح سے جو ہے ہم پر جو ہے وہ حاوی ہونے کی کوشش کرتا ہے,
جی,
ایمان برباد کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے, تو اس کے لیے کتنی سٹرگل, پوری لائف ٹائم جو ہے وہ ہمیں سٹرگل کرنی ہے. صرف ایک دفعہ کی عبادت کر کے بیٹھ نہیں جانا ہے, ہر وقت جو ہے وہ رب سے جو ہے اس کی پناہ مانگنی.
I like what you said, and it reminded me of an Urdu term that describes shaitan and the way he works. جیسا شکار ویسا جال. So he looks at his prey and عالمانہ تو پھر وسوسہ بھی عالمانہ ہوگا, تو عوام میں سے ہے تو وسوسہ عامیانہ ہوگا. سو جس کی جو جس طرف جاتا ہے اسی طریقے سے اس کو گمراہ کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے. سو شیطان ہی پلیز ود پیپل اکارڈنگ ٹو دیر ڈیزائرز. اینڈ ون ایگزامپل آف دس وچ از کوائٹ فیمس, سیدنا یحییٰ علیہ السلام, ہی وانٹس سو شیطان, اینڈ شیطان ہیڈ سم نیٹس or rope according to some traditions, and Sayyidina Yahya obviously recognized the fact that this symbolized the ropes or the nets that he uses to capture people, to entrap people in his trickery. And he said to him, "Are one of those for me?" And Shaitan Iblis, he said, "No, I don't need these for you. For you, I don't need this." And Sayyidina Yahya was quite surprised at his reply. And he said, "For you, I will say this, that when you eat to your contentment, so you just have a meal and you're content, that stage or that condition, that is enough for me. So I don't need to do anything else or to cast a net or to do anything else. For me, I am content when you just have your meal and you attain contentment from your meal." Now, this is something which is a permissible action, Shasab.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having food to your contentment. But Shaitan, he revealed a secret. Mm. So Sayyidina Yahya, alayhi salam, he said, from this day on, I will never eat to the extent where I feel contentment. Meaning I will remain or keep some hunger within myself. And Shaitan being Shaitan, he said, from now on, I'm never going to give advice to any believer. So this is there are other accounts like this. So one thing that we learn from here is that Shaitan, even though the Prophet's ma'soom and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them, they're sinless. He still tries. So his efforts are non-stop. And until the day of judgment, until one's last breath. And sometimes a person becomes, he thinks that he's pious and he doesn't need any guidance. This is another point. And I'd just like to give one example, and then I may come back to this point. A man who was a disciple or follower of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, he thought that he had reached a maqam, that he had attained a saintly status. The reason why, Shasa, was because whenever he would go to sleep in his dreams, he would see that he's being put onto a camel and he's been taken into paradise and he's having a tour of paradise. Every day when he'd go to sleep, he'd see this dream. So he mentioned this to people because this became quite famous. This man, whenever he goes to sleep, he sees his maqam in Jannah. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, he found out about this. Because this man, he went into solitude. He said, I don't need a sheikh. I'll do it myself. He went into solitude and he started having these dreams. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi comes up to him and says, "You know when you see that paradise this time, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." So when he went to sleep and he saw the paradise again, he said la hawla wa la quwwata, and suddenly it all disappeared. All he could see was skeletons, bones around him. And he realized it was a trick of the shaitan, and he repented and he came back to the service of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So sometimes shaitan uses this ploy where he makes people think that they are good enough or they have enough guidance to do their own thing and to find their own way, and then he will play a trick on them and they will become victims of self-love. Pride, they will think that humne maqam paaliya, we've attained that status, and they will make a mistake. You see, Shaitan, he will make good deeds, sins seem beautiful, and sometimes he will take people towards a lesser, not a lesser good deed, a good deed which is not compulsory, and make him lazy in a compulsory action. I'll give you an example, Shasab. Masjid is nearby. It's wajib for someone to go and pray with Jamaat, a man to pray in congregation. Now he's reading Quran and he says, 2-3 lines left, or I'm almost finished my juz. I'll just finish my Quran reading and, you know, then maybe, you know, I'll go and join Jamaat. So he starts reading, carries on. In the end, he becomes late and he misses his congregational prayer. So what did Shaitan do? It's not necessarily do a bad thing. He is so devious, he will make people do a good deed so that they do not fulfill a religious obligation. That's how dangerous it is, and this is why we have to be careful. And this is why knowledge and guidance is important and good company is important. Because we don't know, the viewpoint or the perspective of a third person will always help us. So Shahzab, we're thinking about ourselves, hum sahi ja rahe hain, sahi kar rahe hain. But someone who has knowledge and experience will say, be careful, this is a way Shaitan can deceive you.
MashaAllah, ji, bahut zabardast madni phool diye hain Kamar bhai ne. Isse pehle hum ek package lein
عبدالحنان بھائی کچھ فرمانا چاہ رہے تھے. عبدالحنان بھائی, بہت ساری ایسی چیزیں ہیں بندہ ریئلائز نہیں کرتا ہے, اور لیکن وہ شیطان کو خوش کرنے کی چیزیں ہوتی ہیں. مثال کے طور پہ جمائی لینا. اب حدیث پاک میں کہ جانا یون کرتے اور ہسرے ہوتے ہیں, تو یہ شیطان کی طرف سے ہوتی ہے. اس وقت جو یون ہے نا, اس کو بالکل دبانے کی کوشش کریں اور بالکل اس میں آواز نہ نکلے, کوئی بات نہ ہو. ہم کیا کرتے ہیں کہ ایک میجورٹی کا یہ دیکھا ہے کہ وہ جمائی بھی لے رہے ہو تو یون بھی کر رہے ہو تو کہکا بھی لگا رہے ہوتے ہیں, جبکہ حدیث پاک میں کہ یہ شیطان کی طرف سے ہوتی ہے جمائی جو ہے نا, یون از فرام شیطان. اس لیے ہمیں ان چیزوں کی جو ہے نا وہ احتیاط کرنی چاہیے. کون سی چیز کس کی ہمیں یہ بھی نہیں پتہ ہے, تو پھر ہم بچیں گے کیسے؟ تو اب بہت ساری چیزیں, بدگمانی بھی ہے تو اب یہ بھی شیطان ڈالتا ہے, یہ اس سے بھی بچنا چاہیے حدیث پاک میں کہ بدگمانی میں نہیں پڑھنا چاہیے, یہ بھی پھر گناہوں کی طرف لے کے جاتی ہے.
سید صاحب, ایون what you just mentioned regarding yawning, you know, even there's a solution to that as well, how to overcome shaitan when you yawn, especially when you yawn your mouth seems to open up. Some of the pious people have mentioned that when you start to yawn and your mouth starts to open, think that the Anbiya alayhi salam were pure and they were saved from this. And inshallah, so your mouth will automatically close.
Subhanallah.
And inshallah, alhamdulillah, this is an action which I've observed many times. You know, every time the thinking of the prophets of Allah are removal for this. You know, just think, this is another point also, alhamdulillah, azawajal, to overcome shaitan is thinking about the prophets of Allah, thinking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking about the Anbiya, you know, the pious people of Allah. Look at the power behind this. That thinking about them, you will remember of their lives and you remember how they dealt with shaitan and how they overcame shaitan. Inshallah, this will help us to fight against shaitan, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
جی شاہ صاحب, ایک تو تسی بڑی پیاری توجہ دلائی ہے. عموماً لوگ ہی توجہ نہیں کرتے, کہہ کے لا کے ہنس دینے. کہہ کے دی تعریف علماء نے لکھی کہ اینی آواز نال ہنسنا کہ اگر کوئی دوسرا ہے تو اندھے تک آواز جائے. اینے بارے جایا جیسا تسی مینشن بھی کیتا, القہقہ تو من الشیطان, یہ کہکا شیطان دی طرف ہوندا ہے. لوگ سمجھتے ہیں چلو اے گناہ تو نہیں گا, واقعی گناہ نہیں گا, لیکن اے شیطان دی طرف ہوئے, اچھی صفت بھی نہیں. التبسم من اللہ, مسکرانا اللہ تعالیٰ دی طرف ہوئے. اس واسطے مسکرانا سنت بھی ہے, دوسرے نے اچھا بھی لگتا ہے, تو مسکرانے دی عادت بنانی ہے, کہہ کے نہیں لانے, پہلی گل. دوسرا, جدو جماہی آئے ادو کچھ آداب بھی نے. جدو جماہی آئے لوگوں کے سامنے, لوگ آواز کا کا کی آواز نکالتے رہتے ہیں, تو آواز نہیں نکالنی چاہیے. جرا جماہی دے ٹائم آواز آتی نا, آواز نو دبانا چاہیے, ہاتھ اتنے رکھ لینا چاہیے. اگر نماز چو تو پھر پریکاشن رڈی جس طرح کے اسلامک رولنگ نے, یا کسی بھی طریقے نال جمائی نو دباؤ. اور بڑا پیارا نسخہ عبدالحنان بھائی نے مینشن کیتا ہے کہ ذہن چاہے گل لیاؤ کہ انبیاء کرام شیطان تو محفوظ نے, تو فوراً انشاءاللہ جمائی رک جائے گی. دوسری گل ہے کہ ماشاءاللہ مولانا قمر مدنی صاحب نے بڑی اچھی توجہ دلائی ہے کہ شیطان ہے نا, بندے نو بعض دفعہ زیادہ کھوا کے تو سست کر دیندا ہے. علماء نے لکھا ہے, فضان سنت بھی لکھا ہے کہ بندہ جدو زیادہ کھا لیندا ہے, گناہاں دی طرف رجحان بڑھدا ہے. اور حدیث پاک وچ مینشن ہے کہ شیطان تمہارے خون میں رگوں میں تیرتا ہے. اس واسطے امام غزالی دی تعلیمات ہے نے کہ کم کھا کے تے شیطان دے راستے ہی بند کر دیو. جڑا بندہ کم کھاندا ہے عموماً وہ بد نگاہی بھی کم کردا ہے, انہوں گناہاں دی طرف رجحان بھی کم ہوندا ہے. اس واسطے ایک اور آخری مدنی پھول ہے کہ جدو گھر جاؤ تے اودوں میں بسم اللہ شریف پڑھ کے دروازہ بند کرو, انشاءاللہ شیطان داخل ہی نہیں ہوئے گا, جھگڑے بھی نہیں کرائے گا, بے برکتی بھی نہیں ہوئے گی انشاءاللہ. مدینہ ہوئے.
بہت ساری چیزیں اس کے اندر ہیں, اور اس میں ایک اور پاورفل چیز ہے, وہ ہے اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. اس کی بھی کثرت ہونی چاہیے, اور ساتھ میں بسم اللہ شریف کی بھی کثرت ہونی چاہیے کہ گھر میں شیطان آتا ہے نا, تو اس کو گھر میں داخل ہونے سے روکنے کے لیے بیفور یو انٹر آؤٹ بسم اللہ شریف پڑھ لینی چاہیے, تو شیطان گھر میں داخل نہیں ہوتا. یعنی چھوٹی چھوٹی چیزیں کر کے قمر بھائی, وی کین سیف آور سیلف, پروٹیکٹ آور سیلف فرام شیطان. سمپل سی بات ہے, تیل لگاتے ہیں کہ تیل لگاتے ہیں نا, اگر آپ نے بسم اللہ نہیں پڑھی ہے, ناٹ ون شیطان, 70 شیطان شامل ہو جاتے ہیں. پھر آپ بولو گے یہ ہو گیا رہا ہے, تو پھر یہ وہی ہو رہا ہے جو ہو رہا ہے. تو آپ بسم اللہ پڑھ کے تیل لگائیں گے تو کم از کم بچ تو جائیں گے نا. گھر میں داخل ہوتے ہوئے بسم اللہ پڑھنے, کھانا شروع کرنے سے پہلے بسم اللہ پڑھنے, یہ وہ چیزیں ہیں جو ہمیں شیطان سے بچاتی ہیں.
ان ایڈیشن, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہیز انسٹرکٹڈ اس ان دی قران that when we are affected by the whispers of shaitan, fasta'idh billah, we should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you mentioned, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, ta'awudh. A'udhu billahi is actually this statement, it actually means this, doesn't it? It means that I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, Satan the accursed. Now, in the prophetic traditions, this has been specified as well, to the extent that different sahih ahadith, they have different wordings that people, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I guess you can say it's one of the signs of the end of time. Also, it comes into that category that people will continue to discuss or ask questions, and until they will say statements like, Allah created the creation, na'uzu billah, who created Allah?
Allah.
So, and then in such situations, one should declare his faith. In some narrations say one should say, I believe in Allah and I believe in his messengers, or one should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And one amal that is mentioned is, some people who know this, then they won't be surprised. Some who don't know, they might be a bit surprised. Over your left shoulder, to spit over your left shoulder 3 times. Now, it doesn't mean you really bring up everything in your throat and spit over your shoulder. That's not necessary, obviously. It's an amal that is done following prophetic instruction. And this is something which has an effect, because it is said that when the some narrations or some ulama explain that the effect of the whisper comes from the left of an individual. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And isn't it, in Urdu we say tutu, that sound. Yeah. Make that sound or spit very slightly. This is also an effective way of protecting against shaitan. It's mentioned in the prophetic traditions. And as you said, mashallah, sometimes you completely overlook the simple things. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every permissible, appropriate action, and close the gate on the shayateen. And okay. Abdul Hanan Bhai mentioned that it's not just the one shaitan, it's all his offspring, all the evil jinn who are the shayateen. And another thing to keep in mind, it's a necessity of our religion to believe in the existence of this creation, to believe in the jinn. Someone denies believing in them, does not remain a Muslim. This is a part of our aqeedah.
Okay.
So, and this is a test for us, a trial for us. An enemy that you don't see, and the offspring that you don't see, who are continuously whispering. They continue to whisper. And if you are, because you have a whisper which comes from the devil, or the devils that are appointed to you or are affecting you, and then you have a good thought. The good thought will come from the angel appointed to you. So then it's the person, where does he show his inclination? Is he inclined to the satanic whisper, or is he inclined to the angelic thought? This is a decision and an action that we must decide on. So people who say, shaitan mujhe karwaya na mujhse karwaya, there's nothing like that. Shaitan can only remind you, whisper, bring the thought. In the end, we are mukallaf. The action that we perform, we are answerable for it.
MashaAllah. Ji, Abdul Hanan bhai, shaitan se bachne ke bahut, main ek aur jagah padh raha tha ab aur risale mein tha, 10 time only. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Jo koi everyday A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim sirf 10 time padh leta hai, shaitan se hifazat ke liye, to protect from shaitan, Allah Taala ek angel ko appoint kar deta hai. Allah Taala ek angel ko appoint kar deta hai. Kab? Jab aap sirf 10 dafa A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim padhte hain, to agar baki zikr askar karenge to kitni barkatein mil rahi hongi.
Say sir, no doubt the kalam of Allah or reciting A'udhu bismillahir rahmanir rahim like Ayatul Kursi, Kamar Bhai mentioned, these are means of protection. And you know, the Amir-e Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he mentions one story in Fazane Sunnat, the chapter Fazane Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that there are two shaitans, they meet each other. One is good and healthy, the other one is weak. So the good and healthy, he asks the one who is weak, how come you're so weak? And he goes, you know, the person who I'm selected with, when he enters his house, he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when he's about to eat or drink, he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So I cannot join in with him, and this is why I'm weak. And then he asks him, how come you're healthy? He says, because the person I'm put with, he neither recites Bismillah when entering the house, nor before eating or drinking. So I get to join in all that. And this is why I'm good and healthy. So this is a way saving ourselves from shaitan, getting into the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There's a brother who, you know, Alhamdulillah, sometimes to overcome shaitan, you have to go to this extent. There's one of our brothers, Alhamdulillah, Sayyid Sahab, that he says that he enters his house and he sometimes, you know, when you enter your house, you forget to recite Bismillah, you forget to recite the dua. Mm-hmm. He says, he remembers an hour later or 2 hours later, he gets up, walks back out his house, and he enters inside again by reciting Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
SubhanAllah.
And this is, these are ways to overcome shaitan, because sometimes, you know, these things you will forget. and very easily forgotten, because shaitans try to make us forget on this. But if there's always ways, whenever you remember, like for example when you're eating, if you recite Bismillahi awwalu wa akhirah, and the famous account where the Sahabi who was eating, and shaitan was also joined in with him, and then he vomited. And it said that it's mentioned that he recited, he remembered and he recited Bismillah, and the shaitan vomited out. So this is the way to overcome shaitan, that whenever you remember, okay, at the start you might not remember to recite Bismillah, but if you remember, try to at that time, inshallah, make it a habit.
MashaAllah, bahut achhi tawajjuh dilai. Aate jaate ye jo duaen hai na, ye badi powerful hain. They are the means to save you from tricky of shaitan, ho kehte na, uske harbon se, uske fareb se, aur usse protect bhi. Misal ke taur pe ghar se nikalne ki dua, Irfan bhai, badi pyari dua hai. Bismillahi tawakkaltu alallahi wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Ab ye jisne padh ke iska matlab sunenge kya hai, ke main ghar se Allah ke naam ke sath nikal raha hu. Ab jo Allah ke naam ke sath nikal raha ho, to aap soche kitne Allah ki rehmat ke saaye mein hoga. Maine Allah pe bharosa kiya, गुना से बचने की हिम्मत है ना, नेकी करने की ताकत, मगर अल्लाह ही की तौफीक से. अब जब ये दुआएं पढ़ के निकलते हैं तो शैतान से बचना आसान हो जाता है. लेकिन अब ये दुआएं याद कहाँ होंगी? ये दावत इस्लामी के मदनी काफलों में, मदनी चैनल पर छोटी छोटी दुआएं सीखी और सिखाई जाती हैं, ताकि हम अपने आप को शैतान से बचा सकें. बहुत सारी चीज़ें जो छोटी छोटी हम कर रहे होते हैं, लेकिन इसके कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस जो है ना, वो बड़े ख़तरनाक होते हैं. लेकिन अगर हम थोड़ा सा अमल कर लें, जिक्र असकार जो उलामा ने बयान किए हैं कि ये दुआ पढ़ लें, ये कर लें, तो हम बच जाते हैं इससे.
जी जी बिल्कुल शाह साहब, शैतान है ना, किसी ने बिल्कुल छड़दा नहीं. वेखो तुसी गौस पाक के वाकयात पढ़े होंगे, हालांकि गौस पाक वलिया के सरदार सन, उन्होंने उत्ते भी हमले करने तो आवाज़ नहीं आया. तुसी फरमाया ना शुरू, शैतान मायूस नहीं होंदा. असी बाद का थक जाने कि यार साढ़े कोल नेकी नहीं हो रही. सानू मायूस नहीं होना चाहिए, क्योंकि शैतान साढ़ा खुला दुश्मन है. यह मायूस नहीं होंदा, हत्ता कि बंदे दे कोल नज़ा दे टाइम ही आ गए ना. उलमा ने लिखा किताबों च, किसी के वालदैन के रूप आ जाता है कि बेटा फलाना मजहब इख्तियार कर ले, बातिल मजहब के बारे कहता रहता है, हत्ता कि उस बंदे नू गुमराह करके छड़दा है. और ऐसे भी वो बस नहीं करता, बल्कि कब्र भी पहुँच जाता. बंदा कब्र पहुँच गया तो उन्होंने पता कब्र सवाल होंगे ने, वो अपने लिए इशारा करके कहता है, जो पूछा जाता है मर रब्बू का, वो अपने लिए इशारा कर दिया, मेरे लिए इशारा कर दे कि मैं इंदा रब्बा. खुदा ना खासता, अस्तगफिरुल्लाह, बंदे दे सवालात गलत कराने की कोशिश करता है. इतने बड़ा अच्छा एक पॉइंट मैनशन करांगा, अगर बंदा इन अमल च लियाए तो बड़ा फायदा भी होएगा. वेखो पढ़े लिखे लोग, खास तौर पर दावत इस्लामी के मदनी मोहल्ले, जो कोई साडा प्यारा फौत हुंदा है, कबर के उत्ते अजान भी पढ़ी जाती है. इंदा बड़ा सवाब भी है और इंदा यह फायदा भी है कि जो कबर सवाल होंगे ने ना, अलहमदुल्ला, उदो अजान की अल्लाह तला का नाम मैनशन हों, नबी पाक का नाम हों, कबर के अजाब तो बंदा बच जाता है. दूसरा, शैतान जेड़ा ट्रिक है ना, वो नहीं कर सकेगा. जिथे अजान दी जाती है, शैतान उधर से भाग जाता है. हदीसे पाक जब हारिश बल्कि लिखा है, गूज मारता हुआ भाग जाता है. तो जिथे अजान होएगी इंशाल्लाह, शैतान उतो दूर हो जाएगा, मैयत का भी फायदा होगा.
आदत में भी अजान देनी चाहिए, इसीलिए तो घरों में भी अपने जो है ना वो अजान दें, ताकि जो है ना वो शैतान. अच्छा, ये शैतान जो है ना, ये है क्या? ये जिन है असल में. आपको कुछ कन्फ्यूजन थोड़ी सी हो रही होगी, कभी जिन की बात करते हैं, कभी शैतान. तो शैतान कोई और नहीं, शैतान असल में जिन है. तो और ये बना है जो है ना, मेड फ्रॉम फायर, इसको आग से पैदा किया गया है. और ये जिन ऐसे ही है कमर भाई,
जिन. सो बेसिकली दिस इज व्हाई व्हेन वी सेड अ फ्यू टाइम्स द ईविल जिन, द ईविल जिन आर दोज हु फॉलो द डिसिपल्स ऑफ शयातीन, सम ऑफ द ऑफस्प्रिंग, डायरेक्ट ऑफस्प्रिंग ऑफ शयातीन. बट दैट डजंट मीन ऑल जिन आर बैड. यू हैव जिन हु आर बिलीवर्स एज़ वेल, who are Muslims, who jinn who embrace Islam at the blessed hand of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But generally speaking, and that was one of the things that he said when Shaytan was commanded by Allah to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alaihi salam. He said, "Ana khayrun min." I'm better than him. He's made from clay. I'm made from fire. I'm superior. I don't need to. Why should I submit to this order? Why should I prostrate to him? Different stages in his in the history of creation, Shaytan was given a chance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make amends. But because of his stubbornness, not only did he not make amends in this history of creation, even after being thrown into hell, he will not make amends. So Allah save us from his trickery.
Allah.
Jee, say sahab, I was just wanted to carry on from what our Ustaz sahab Irfan Madani was mentioning. That regarding shaitan coming at the time of death. Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that when he came the time of his death, Shaitan came to him, and Shaitan first asked him regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah, and he says Allah is one. Then Shaitan asked him that, what proof do you have that Allah is one? Now look how deceiving Shaitan is now. At the time of death, he says that, what proof do you have that Allah is one? So Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, he gave one evidence. Then Shaitan overcame that. He gave another, he overcame that. Like this mentioned, 360 proofs. Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned, and then Shaitan, he denied them all. Then it's mentioned that the Peer of Murshid of Sayyidina Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, he was performing his wudu. And he said, why don't you say to him that I believe in Allah without any proof? So this is also at the time of death, when something which we can be protected from Shaitan at that time is giving our hands in the hands of a wali of Allah, in a great Shaykh, alhamdulillah, azawajal, to be protected from the tricks of Shaitan, especially at these moments of the time of death.
MashaAllah. Ji, kisi kamil Shaykh ke murid ban jaiye, inshaAllah, ye bhi ek bada zabardast zameen hai, apne aap ko Shaitan se bachane ka. Agar aap murid nahi hai, to main aapko ek arz karunga ke mashallah Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Laliya ki zaat aaj hamare samne hai, mashallah raah bhi hai ke jinki infradi koshish se, jinki koshish se hazaron nahi lakhon log jo hai wo seedhe aur nek raste pe aaye hain. To aur wo Sayyidi Amir Ahle Sunnat Ghaus Pak Rahmatullah Alaih ka murid banate hain, aur Ghaus Pak Rahmatullah Alaih farmate hain, میرا کوئی بھی مرید بغیر توبہ کے نہیں مرے گا, میں اس وقت تک جنت میں نہیں داخل ہوں گا جب تک تمام مریدین کو جنت میں داخل نہ کرا دوں. سو اندر گریٹ مین ٹو پروٹیکٹ اینڈ سیف یور سیلف فرام شیطان از کہ آپ کسی کے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ دے دیں, کسی کے مرید بن جائے. آئیے انشاءاللہ کچھ کلام سنتے ہیں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی غمِ فرقت رلائے کاش ہر دم یا رسول اللہ, غمِ فرقت رلائے کاش ہر دم یا رسول
Oh,
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, beautiful kalam. Adopt the humbleness. ये बड़ा मुश्किल है कमर भाई ना, तकब्बुर, ये इससे बचना चाहिए, ये शैतान की सिफत है, यकीन करें। तकब्बुर करना, गुरूर करना, अपने अंदर एरोगेंस है ना, किसी को मानना ही नहीं है, तो बिल्कुल इसको देखना है, अपने आप को बचाना है। और इसके लिए जो एक और प्रोटेक्शन है वो है हम्बलनेस, आजिज़ी इख्तियार करें। बिल्कुल होता है ना कि वो ठीक है, कोई है तो है, ये थोड़ी है कि नहीं नहीं मैं ही सबसे बड़ा हूँ और माई वे और नो वे, ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए। कितने हजारों साल तो ज़मीन पर उसने जो है वो कहते हैं कोई ऐसी जगह नहीं जहाँ सजदा ना किया हो, लेकिन इसी तकब्बुर ने उसको बर्बाद किया। तो इसलिए हमें इस तकब्बुर से बचना है और आजिज़ी इख्तियार करनी।
तीशा साहब, दी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट व्हिच समटाइम्स वी डोंट रिफ्लेक्ट अपॉन इज वी ब्लेम थिंग्स ऑन शैतान। Shaitan made us do this, Shaitan made us do this, Shaitan made us do that. What made Shaitan become Shaitan? And that's what you've just mentioned. It was arrogance.
Shaitan nahi tha wo.
Yeah, no Shaitan came to him and to tell him that you have to be arrogant. So arrogance destroyed him. And arrogance made Shaitan. So the accursed Shaitan that we see is a product of arrogance. And the thing about arrogance is people might think, oh no, you have to have money, or you have to have a certain status, or you have to have a rank among people to be arrogant. No, one can be arrogant among his family members, one can be arrogant among his friends. True. And just as you said, so defining arrogance, there are a couple of things to consider. One is not accepting the truth, which Shaitan did not do. He was told just to follow an order of Allah. He did not accept the truth, and he didn't follow the order of Allah, and he will not follow the order of Allah even when he will be given the opportunity in the Akhirah. He won't follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing is to think of others as being lesser, to think others are inferior, I am better than them. And he did that as well when he said, I am better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So another thing to Shasab, I'd like to mention, because we're talking about deeds of protection, one deed that we can all perform, it's quite easy, and even children know the surah, Suratul Ikhlas. If after Fajr every day, one reads Surah Ikhlas 10 times. So you, the narration says that you, after the Fajr prayer, you don't speak to anyone. Mm-hmm. Without speaking to anyone, you recite Suratul Ikhlas 10 times. Then the expression of the narration is, that day no sin shall reach him, Allah, and Allah, he is protected from shaitan. So obviously people have tuned in, or people are watching, they're listening to the different ways that we're describing of how we can protect ourselves from shaitan. Sometimes they want some invocations. Okay. So that's another invocation. There are inshallah a few more that we'll mention, but the heart, Shasab, is a fort, as Imam Ghazali says. Your heart is a fort, is a castle. Shaitan is trying to enter it through his whispers, through his personal efforts, through the efforts of his offspring. So you have to protect all the ways into your heart. And the way you protect those ways is to know about, you're talking about diagnosis, you have to know about the things, the diseases that will break those doors of the fort and enable shaitan to enter. So just as you mentioned, if someone is being arrogant, then he has to become humble. Every bad quality is a way of getting into your heart for shaitan. So you oppose every such quality with the opposing good quality. One shaitan, one quality which shaitan says that if someone becomes affected by this, I control him the way a child controls a ball. As you know, Shasab, that is anger. When someone is angry, Imam Ghazali says, look at him. When he is angry, look at him, because his aql, his intelligence is gone. His intelligence is suppressed, his intelligence goes, and he becomes merciless. Does not think, he says and does things, and that is when shaitan and his powers are at their peak.
बहुत बहुत अच्छी बात की, बिल्कुल हमें बचना चाहिए। गुस्सा आता अकेला है, लेकिन अपने साथ जाते जाते ना वो क्या क्या लेकर चले जाता है, इंसान का उसने अखलाक लेकर चले जाता है। यकीन करें, आता अकेला है, लेकिन जाते जाते ना वो बहुत कुछ बर्बाद करके चला जाता है। तो बचना भी चाहिए। और एक और वजीफ़ा भी अर्ज़ करते हैं, और माशाल्लाह इसको अल वजीफ़तुल करीमा के अंदर लिखा हुआ है कि सूरह इखलास 11 टाइम जो पढ़ता है सुबह के वक्त, और सूरज की पहली किरण चमकने तक सुबह है, आधी रात ढले से सूरज की पहली किरण चमकने तक 11 टाइम सूरह इखलास, अगर शैतान अपने लश्कर से भी कोशिश کے ساتھ بھی کوشش کرے تو اسے گناہ نہیں کرا سکتا جب تک کہ پڑھنے والا خود نہ کرے. یعنی کہ یہ بھی ہمیں پروٹیکشن کے لیے بڑے ایزی, یہ الحمدللہ شجرہ قادریہ تاریہ کے اندر امیر سنت نے بھی ہمیں دیا ہے کہ صبح کے وقت جو ہے وہ ہمیں 11 ٹائم سورہ اخلاص پڑھ لیا کرے, کتنا 11 منٹس بھی نہیں لگیں گے. تو اب شیطان لشکر کے ساتھ بھی کوشش کرے گا تو گناہ نہ کرا سکے, لیکن جب تک جو ہے وہ خود نہ کر لے. تو ایسی بہت ساری چیزیں ہیں جن کے ذریعے انسان بچ سکتا ہے.
صحیح صاحب, سینا سال بن عبداللہ تستری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ہی مینشنز دیٹ ون آف دا ویز آف اوور کمنگ شیطان اور دا وسپرز آف شیطان از دیٹ یو کیپ یور نفس ہنگری. When you will keep your nafs hungry, this will you will able to overcome the whispers of shaitan through this. And the pious people, rahimahumullah, they have mentioned many things like, you know, shaitan, he flows in the veins like blood flows. And the way to stop him flowing in this is to remain hungry. Mm. And many other pious people, rahimahumullah, they have given many reasons how to overcome shaitan through hunger. And hunger is a great thing, inshallah. The more we will try to control our eating, you know, when we have a full stomach, it's like people want to involve themselves in sins because they're full, they've got the energy. But when someone he remains hungry or he's in the state of fast, it's like Ramadan, when you see the month of Ramadan is there when we're fasting, there's very little sins you could do. Why? Because you are in the state of fast.
Ji, mashallah. Pehle Irfan bhai ke bhi inshallah madni phool le.
Sir, main Abdul Hanan bhai di gal nu continue karanga. ਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪੇਟ ਖਾਲੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਗੁਨਾਹੋਂ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰੁਝਾਨ ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ 'ਚ ਫੀਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਹਨੇ ਨੇਕੀਆਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਰੱਜੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਲਈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਫਜ਼ੂਲ ਗੋਈ ਵੀ ਕਰਵਾਏਗਾ, ਗੀਬਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਕਰਵਾਏਗਾ. ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਪੇਟ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ, ਤਾਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਨਫਸ ਵੀ ਕਹੇਗਾ ਬਦਨਿਗਾਹੀ ਕਰੀਏ, ਫਲਾਂ ਕਰੀਏ. ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਮੋਲ ਹਿਕਾਇਤ ਲਿਖੀ, ਮੁਖਤਸਰ ਸੁਣਾਵਾਂਗਾ. ਇੱਕ ਦਫਾ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਮਸਜਿਦ ਦੇ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ੇ 'ਤੇ ਖਲੋਤਾ ਸੀ, ਅਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੀ ਇਰਾਦਾ, ਕਿੱਧਰ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ? ਕਹਿ ਰਿਹਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਿਹਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਮੈਂ ਵਸਵਸਾ ਪਾਉਣਾ. ਉਹਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਫਿਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਖਲੋਤਾ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ, ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵਸਵਸਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾ ਰਿਹਾ? ਉਹਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਰੀਬ ਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਰੋਜ਼ੇਦਾਰ ਸੁੱਤਾ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹਦੀ ਸਾਹ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੰਮ 'ਚ ਰੁਕਾਵਟ ਹੈ. ਯਾਨੀ ਰੋਜ਼ੇਦਾਰ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੜਾ ਸਖਤ ਹੈ. ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੰਨੀ ਤੌਫੀਕ ਨਸੀਬ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ. ਅਗਰ ਨਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਫਜ਼ਾਇਲ ਪੜ੍ਹੀਏ, ਤਾਂ ਅਮੀਰ ਅਹਿਲ ਸੁਨਤ ਦੀ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਹੈ ਪੇਟ ਕਾ ਕੁਫਲੇ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਫਿਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਸੁਨਤ 'ਚ ਪੜ੍ਹੋ, ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ.
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ. ਆਈ ਰੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ, meaning one who is inclined to this world, he has almost given himself to shaitan. Shaitan uses the deception of this world to entrap people. And if you want to analyze your actions and your emotions, if our emotions are inclined to materialism and consumption, and we're just worried about making more money, then we're playing into the hands of shaitan. And a very powerful expression that is mentioned is az-zuhdu fi dunya yurihu al-qalba wal-badan, that asceticism, turning away from dunya, it gives comfort to the heart and the body. So if people want peace, then they have to control their desires for dunya, and inshallah this will help us to save ourselves from shaitan.
Mashallah. Ji Abdul Hanan bhai, last few advices from you.
Say, sir, one of the biggest attacks of shaitan is amongst family members, between, and actually one of the even bigger attacks is upon husband and wife. And the way to overcome this is, we mentioned regarding the fazilat of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he is protected from that. But if he doesn't recite Bismillah, one of the shaitans is just appointed for this, that at the house, that the person doesn't recite Bismillah. So when he enters the house, he gets into quarrel, until the extent his job is to make them separate, to lead them to the extent of divorce. So it's important that get into this habit of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So alhamdulillah, the more we will recite Bismillah before doing every righteous action, inshallah, we will able to save ourselves from every in them action from shaitan, because in shaitan will not able to come near that action. Especially on this occasion, when you're entering the house, it will save you and you will save your family members from shaitan entering into the house. If the shaitan doesn't enter into the house, then inshallah you'll be saved.
MashaAllah.
بالکل. ایک مختصر ایک عمل شیطان تو بچن دا او ہے سخاوت, بخل تو بچنا, کیونکہ سخاوت بخل دا الٹ ہے. تو شیطان نے خود کہا کہ جدوں میں کسی ہوتے بخل دا جال پانا وا نا, پھر انہوں اینج کر کے جی میں بکری تو کن تو پھڑ کے نہیں کوئی لے جانا, ایسا میں انہوں دولت ہی محبت مبتلا کر دینا. اور بڑی دلچسپ بات ہے, امیر علیہ سنت نے بھی نقل کی ہے ਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਦਿਰਹਮੋ ਦਨਾਨੀਰ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਬਣਾਏ ਗਏ ਸੀ, ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਨੇ ਚੁੰਮਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਹੈ। ਅਤੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਾ, ਅਮੂਮਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪੈਸੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੱਪ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਬਹਿ ਗਿਆ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਰਾਜ ਖਰਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ, ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇਦਾਰਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਖਰਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ, ਨੇਕ ਕੰਮਾਂ 'ਚ ਮਦਰਸਾ ਮਸਜਿਦ ਇਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਖਰਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ। ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਠੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੁਖਲ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ। ਕੁਰਾਨ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਪਾਕ ਨੇ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਖਲ ਦੇ ਡਰਾਵੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ, ਅਤੇ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਯਾਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਪੈਸਾ ਅਗਰ ਖਰਚ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਬਣੇਗਾ ਕੀ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਬਣੇਗਾ। ਇਹਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦੀ ਰਾਜ ਖਰਚ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦੀ ਤਵੱਕੁਲ ਰੱਖੋ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦੇਗਾ।
ਮੈਂ ਆਖਿਰ ਮੈਂ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ, ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਸੇ ਬਚਨੇ ਕਾ ਸਭ ਸੇ ਬੜਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਕਾਮ ਮੇਂ ਉਸਕੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ, ਹਰ ਕਾਮ ਮੇਂ ਉਸਕੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ, ਜੋ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੋ ਪਸੰਦ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਬਸ ਉਸਕੇ ਮੁਖਾਲਿਫ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ। ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਨੁਸਖਾ ਹੈ, ਅਬ ਇਸਕੀ ਆਪ ਲਿਜ਼ ਬਣਾਏ, ਇਸਮੇ ਆਪਕੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦਿਖੇਂਗੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਦੋ ਬੜੇ ਪਾਵਰਫੁਲ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਟੂ ਵੈਪਨ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਨਾ। ਇੱਕ ਕਿਆ ਹੈ, ਗਰੀਡੀਨੈਸ, ਲਾਲਚ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਯੇ ਬੜਾ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰਤੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਕੋ, ਔਰ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਜੈਲਸੀ, ਯੇ ਬੜੇ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੇ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਦੋ, ਜਿਨਕੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਵੋ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਬੜਾ ਕੈਪਚਰ ਕਰਤਾ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਹਮੇ ਇਸਸੇ ਬਚਨੇ ਕੇ ਲੀਏ ਯੇ ਵੀ ਇਖਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਨੇ, ਕੁਛ ਚੀਜ਼ੇ ਜਿਸਕੋ ਹਮ ਸੋਚਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ। ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਮੇਂ ਕਿ ਆਦੀ ਛਾਓਂ ਔਰ ਆਦੀ ਧੂਪ ਇਸਮੇਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਯੇ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਅਬ ਹਮ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੈ, ਕਈ ਛੂ ਛਾਓਂ ਮੇਂ ਆਧੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਤੇ, ਆਧੇ ਧੂਪ ਮੇਂ, ਇਸਕੇ ਅਸਰਾਤ ਕਿਆ ਹਮੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ। ਇਸੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਧੇ ਮੋਜ਼ੇ, ਕੋਈ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਆਧਾ ਮੋਜ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇੱਕ ਮੋਜ਼ਾ ਪਹਿਨਾ ਹੁਆ, ਇੱਕ ਜੁੱਤਾ ਪਹਿਨਾ ਹੁਆ, ਜ਼ਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਹੋਕਰ ਆ ਜਾਊਂ, ਤੋ ਇਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਸੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ। ਯੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕਰਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਮੋਜ਼ਾ ਜੋ ਨਾ, ਇੱਕ ਜੁੱਤਾ ਪਹਿਨ ਕੇ ਚੱਲਣਾ, ਤੋ ਯੇ ਵੀ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਯੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੇ ਕਾਮੋਂ ਮੇਂ ਸੇ, ਉਲਟੇ ਹਾਥ ਸੇ ਲੈਣਾ ਦੇਣਾ, ਯੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੇ ਕਾਮੋਂ ਮੇਂ ਸੇ ਆ ਜਾਤਾ ਹੈ, ਤੋ ਹਮੇ ਇਸਸੇ ਵੀ ਬਚਨਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਗਧਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਡੋਂਕੀ, ਜਬ ਉਹ ਰਹਿਤਾ ਬੋਲਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਨਾ, ਚੀਖਣਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ, ਤੋ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਵੀ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਵੋ ਆਊਜ਼ ਬਿੱਲਾਹੀ ਮਿਨ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨੀ ਰਜੀਮ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲੈਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਵੋ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੋ ਦੇਖ ਰਹਾ ਹੋਤਾ। ਤੋ ਯੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ੇ ਹੈ, ਮਦਨੀ ਚੈਨਲ ਕੋ ਦੇਖਤੇ ਰਹੇਂਗੇ, ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਾ ਵਜਲ ਤੋ ਆਪਕੋ ਇਸ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਸੇ ਪਤਾ ਚਲਤਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਸੱਲੂ ਅਲ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ।
ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਨੋਲੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਜੰਨਤ, ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਨੋਲੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਜੰਨਤ, ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ knowledge is the way to Jannah, the path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.